Back with head coach Chelsea DeVille before tonight's game against Duluth. And what a great way to start the year on the road at Duluth and St. Cloud. A couple of places that you really struggled last year. What are you expecting tonight from the Bulldogs?
They're, you know, just such a long, really nice defensive team. You know, that's kind of been their bread and butter last year and this year. You know, they just have so much talent. Brooke Olsen is one of my favorite players in the league right now after watching a significant amount of film and seeing her really develop. I knew her out of high school recruiting a little bit, and you know, just the step she took from last year to this year is really impressive. So they can really score it. All five of them score it. And they got a couple off the bench that come in. They bring in their Sarah Groh, who was starting earlier in the year. They bring her off the bench. So really nice team that, you know, really prides themselves on defensive effort. And then they're running some impressive motion that last couple years it's been more, not sets, but calls. And you kind of knew what was coming, not that it made it easier to defend, but now they're even playing with some more action and motion and just fluid. It makes it really difficult. It's really impressive what they're doing right now.
And a veteran team with nine players back from last year's conference championship squad.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You know, they lost one significant player, Sammy Kozlowski. But at the same time, you know, watching that one player, a lot of us, really tuned in a lot, and they played around her. Now when you take her out, a lot of times you don't want to graduate your best player. But now they're moving the ball more because it's not in her hands as much, and there's just more balance. So I think they're a better team than they were last year, and they just have a lot of weapons, and they know what each of them do, and they do it well.
We've talked about some of the strengths of your club and some of the weaknesses that you've had early in the year. What are you going to have to do well tonight to come out with a W?
Well, they're going to set a lot of, you know, flare screens and you know, misdirection screens where they're going to slip a lot of action. You got to be on your toes. You can't be chasing them around. They're very gamey at reading screens, and I like that about this squad. They also do a nice and a fair amount of ball screens. So, you know, when, you know, Brooke Olsen's at the five and she picks and pop, you know, we got to get back to her on the three-point line because she can score at all levels. We just have to make sure that we're taking them out of some things on the offensive end. And then on the other side of the basketball, we got to be really sharp offensively. I think we match up nice with them. But again, like I mentioned, they're so long. If you attack and leave your feet, they're going to be, you know, four or five, you know, different hands and arms in the way trying to deflect the basketball. So we got to be really sharp with the basketball and not turn it over, and get the ball moving so we can get some open looks.
And you mentioned not turning the ball over. Do you have a number in your head somewhere that you'd like it to be under besides zero?
Yeah, you know, if we could keep it, you know, 10, 11, 12, I think that's all right. Depends who you're playing, of course, and depends on what kind of influenced turnovers we have. But we always say, you know, no more than 10. But in some games, you know, you accept 13 if it's one or two here and one or two there. You just don't want to go on those streaks where you're just freaking out and turning it over. So the type of turnovers matter too. But yeah, in a great world, we'd be under 10.
And you mentioned the Christmas break. How did your team come back from the break? Were they ready to go?
Yeah, impressive enough. We got back with the ice and snowstorm and all that Monday morning, and 8 a.m. ready to rock, and they did a nice job. So they obviously took it to heart. They were ready to work over break on their own and ready to come back in the second half of the season.
And your dings and dents kind of healed up a little bit over the break as well?
We always find them, you know. Now we practiced a couple two-a-days over this past week, and we find some more dings and dents, but right now we're a healthy club.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille with us before today's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.